This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Shrestha with the news, the headlines first. Government allocates a budget of 2,124,340,000,000 rupees for the upcoming fiscal year 2026-27. 1,270,580,000,000 rupees allocated as current expenditure and 431,100,000,000 rupees allocated as capital expenditure. Economic growth rate of 7% targeted. Government increases civil servant salaries by 21%, sets individual income tax threshold at 1 million rupees, and UN says protecting children online an urgent priority. Now the news in detail. The government has allocated a budget of 2,124,340,000,000 rupees for the upcoming fiscal year 2026-27. Presenting the budget for the upcoming fiscal year during a joint meeting of the Federal Parliament earlier today, Finance Minister Dr. Swarnim Wagle said that out of the total allocation, 1,270,580,000,000 rupees or 59.8% of the budget has been allocated as current expenditure, whereas 431,100,000,000 rupees or 20.3% has been allocated as capital expenditure. Furthermore, 422,640,000,000 rupees or 19.9% of the total allocation is for financial management. The expenditure estimate is about 25% higher than the revised estimate for the current fiscal year. Of the total allocated budget, the government estimates to allocate and rather collect 1,405,000,000 rupees from revenue and 61,740,000,000 rupees from foreign grants out of the total deficit of 657.29 billion rupees. 247.28 billion rupees will be mobilized from foreign loans and the remaining 410 billion rupees through internal loans. As per the provisions related to fiscal transfer under the federal form of governance, 61.5 billion rupees will be disbursed to the provincial government and 90.2 billion rupees to the local levels in the coming fiscal year as an equalization grant as recommended by the National Natural Resources and Fiscal Commission. In addition, supplementary grants of 4.6 billion rupees and 8.93 billion rupees will be provided for the implementation of infrastructure projects at the provincial and local levels respectively. Special grants of 3.82 billion rupees and 9.40 billion rupees have been allocated for the provincial and local levels respectively. Meanwhile, for the implementation of the federal government projects, conditional grants of 49.72 billion rupees and 206.8 billion rupees will be distributed to the provincial and local levels respectively. A total of 175 billion rupees is expected to be transferred to the provinces and local levels through revenue sharing. Meanwhile, the government believes that implementation of the upcoming fiscal year's budget will help achieve an economic growth rate of 7% while keeping inflation limited to 6%. Finance Minister Dr. Wagle said the vicious cycle of political instability in the country has ended and Nepal now stands at a decisive turning point toward broad economic reform. The Finance Minister said Nepal's macroeconomic indicators are improving with strong foreign exchange reserves and sufficient financial liquidity. He highlighted the country's potential in clean energy and technology, saying the budget aims to support a production-oriented economy and technology-driven transformation for Nepalese at home and abroad. Meanwhile, the government has increased the monthly remuneration of civil servants. Presenting the estimates of income and expenditure for the upcoming fiscal year at the joint meeting of the Federal Parliament today, Finance Minister Dr. Wagle said that the salary has been increased by up to 21%, including a 10% rise in basic salary scale and another 10% based on performance evaluation. As a result, the minimum salary of civil service now ranges from 40,000 rupees to a maximum of over 1,000 rupees monthly. The salary has been increased by 10% in the starting scale while continuing the dearness allowance that the employees are currently receiving. He said arrangements for a monthly incentive allowance of 10% of the new salary scale will be enforced to start the performance-based salary system. Minister Waghler said that the salary of civil servants had not been increased for the last 4 years and the current rise is based on the consumer price index, which has been 17.3% during this period. Meanwhile, the government has set the individual income tax threshold at 1 million rupees for the upcoming fiscal year. Finance Minister Dr. Waghler said the tax system has been revised to strengthen the economy and expand the middle class. Customs duties on 273 raw materials have been reduced and the customs structure has been simplified from 11 levels to 7. The government also announced administrative reforms, including abolishing 31 agencies and restructuring several others. The budget aims to attract foreign investment through legal and investment reforms, while non-resident Nepalese will be allowed to participate in the secondary securities market. Additionally, Nepal Telecom will retain 66% government ownership, with the remaining shares to be issued to the public. Meanwhile, the government has announced major reforms in energy, agriculture, technology and social sectors through the new budget. The Nepal Electricity Authority will be split into three companies, while small hydropower projects will be receive immediate PPAs and private producers will be allowed to export electricity. Farmers investing up to 20 million rupees will receive up to 40% subsidies and the government will prioritize AI, clean energy, digital infrastructure and skill-based education. The budget also includes upgrading major hospitals, doubling the Dalit child nutrition allowance to 1,000 rupees and maintaining urban roads regularly. The 19th Republic Day has been celebrated across the country by organizing various programs. Nepal was declared a Federal Democratic Republic on the 15th of Jyeshta in 2065, Bikram Sambat, following the first meeting of the Constituent Assembly, formally abolishing the monarchy and paving the way for a shift from a unitary system to a federal system of governance. Addressing a special function organized at Turikhel today, President Ramchandra Porwal said the Republican system has offered an opportunity to move ahead by being united for a prosperous future and to ensure our entire political rights. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. It's time for a short break.
जहाँ भए पनि पाउनुहोस् हामी सँगै कल गर्नुहोस् डेटा चलाउनुहोस् संसार भरि सजिलै
नेपाल टेलिकमको इन्टरनेसनल रोमिङ सेवा सुचारु गर्न #1415#7# डायल गरी वा नेपाल टेलिकमको एपबाट पनि गर्न सक्नुहुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The International Sagarmatha Day, also known as Mount Everest Day, has been celebrated today with different programs. The day is marked on the 29th of May every year to commemorate the first ascent to Mount Everest by New Zealand's Edmund Hillary and Nepal's Tenzing Norgay Sherpa. The world's tallest peak is a symbol of Nepal's national pride, tourism development and international identity. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8pm English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. The United Nations has called for urgent action to make the digital world safer for children, saying those responsible for online harm must be held accountable. The AFP news agency cited Human Rights Chief Volker Turk as saying government should require tech companies to prioritize child safety, adding that online harm often results from business practices and platform design choices. He urged stronger regulation, oversight and accountability to protect children's safety, privacy and well-being online. NATO and the EU hit out at Russia after a drone crashes into a Romanian apartment block, injuring two people. The BBC cited Romanian officials as saying they have confirmation it is a Russian drone, though Moscow has not responded to these claims. In a statement, President Nicu Sardan says he will expel the Russian consul in Romania's southeastern city of Constanta. Russia says it is working on a response. Now, the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy in Lumini and Sutuprasin provinces, as well as the country's Himalayan and hilly regions, and partly cloudy in other areas. There is also a possibility of moderate rainfall or snowfall with thunder, lightning and a possible hail is likely in some Himalayan, hilly and Tarai regions, including Madhya province. Gusty winds are also possible in parts of the Tarai and hilly regions. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Government allocates a budget of 2,124,340,000,000 rupees for the upcoming fiscal year 2026-27. 1,270,580,000,000 rupees allocated as current expenditure and 431,100,000,000 rupees allocated as capital expenditure. Economic growth rate of 7% targeted. Government increases civil servant salaries by 21%, sets individual income tax threshold at 1,000,000 rupees, and UN says protecting children online an urgent priority. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.